Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's Libertarian voice, an independent streaming internet radio station broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on October 22nd, 2009. It is now about 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620, 646-652-4620, and please send us email at any time to comments at libertytalkradio.com. That's comments at libertytalkradio.com. I encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com, mytwocentsonline.com, that's two's in the numeric two. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on ContraryInvestorsCafe.com. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Okay, we got all the formalities out of the way. Now for our program. Well, good morning, everyone. This broadcast is going to focus on how we identify our enemies, or so-called enemies, who they are, why they are our enemies, and what we really should be doing about it. Now, that sounds kind of a bland, basic, fundamental subject, but it's really not. Because quite frankly, folks, as I've said before on this broadcast, I don't think I really have any enemies. Now, there are certain people I don't particularly like everyone else, and there are the people that I really admire and like an awful lot. But there really is no one that I hate enough that I would pick up arms and fire and shoot and kill. No one. Absolutely no one. Even people who have done me personally irreputable harm, both emotionally, financially, and physically. Now, isn't that interesting that we would have a situation such as that, and yet I would not harm that person? I may not particularly like what that person has done, but I would not harm that person. Now, I'm saying that in the context of liberty. In other words, I am free to like or dislike or associate with or disassociate with anyone that I choose. That is within the confines of me being a person that is free. Someone who owns himself, or person who owns herself, in the case of a female, and someone who is not subject to the edicts of someone else. Now, if I went up to someone and said, by the way, Bob, I want you to hate George. And not only do I want you to hate George, but George is such a despicable individual, I would like for you to go up to George and punch him in the nose until he bleeds. When he falls on the ground, I'd like you to kick him to death, you know, and if he dies, his problem. Thank you. Now, you'd say that's an absolutely, absolutely insane request. No one in their right mind would ever request that. It's ridiculous. It's inhumane. It's something that you wouldn't even discuss or talk about. You know, unless you're a professional hitman and you're looking to knock somebody off, but that made absolutely no sense. Yet, we admire our heads of government who ask us to do the exact same thing. Now, you may be thinking to yourself that really, not really. We really don't do that. It's really different. It's really different when the government asks some of our young men and women, brave young men and women, to train to kill. Not to defend, but train to kill. There's a difference. I can be trained to defend very easily. Train to kill is difficult. Train to kill takes a lot more training. It takes a lot more weaponry. It takes a lot more skill. It takes a lot more coordination. A lot more expensive. Train to kill is an expensive ordeal. And yet, this is what our government does. And now the argument obviously is, well, you know, as a financial advisor told me on the phone when he was talking to me about his family, he was proud of his son, but concerned that he was going over to Afghanistan to fight. And I said, well, I feel sorry for him, you know. He said, well, he's there to protect you. I said, he is. I said, well, I said, I hope he's well. I mean, I really wish him well. But you know, when we say that we wish him well, you know, what are we saying? I mean, just think about it. Are we saying that, well, I wish that he is successful in killing other people? Now, see, I don't really know the answer to that question. It's a real difficult philosophical question. It's like when I say I support our troops. What am I saying? I support our troops. What does that mean? I read a very short article that said, it's the wrong question. Do you support your troops? Wrong question. I agree, right? Because I'm not sure what the question is. Do I support my troops? Is that government doublespeak? For if you don't do and say as I tell you to say, then you are enemy of the state. You don't support our troops. I have no idea. I wish someone would call in to 646-652-4620, or you can send me email to comments@libertytalkradio.com and tell me, what does it mean when we say support our troops? Now, folks, don't send me email and saying, well, that means we support their endeavors to fight anybody. I know that, yeah. But what does it really mean? Are we saying, well, I wish them well? I wish that, for example, they go over there, and instead of making enemies, they make friends. That as a result of them being there, people put their arms down, embrace our presence, we assist them in establishing their country again, bad guys leave, and they come home unharmed. Now that to me says support our troops. Yeah, I support them for that. Yeah, that's great. Are they going over there for that? No. How could they? They've been trained to kill. They've been given guns, tanks, airplanes, aircraft carriers, all this stuff. So when we say we support our troops, are we saying we support our citizens going over there killing their citizens? Is that what we're saying? Now you can argue, oh no, we're there just to fight, not their citizens, the bad guys. Well, you know, like I asked this guy, I said, well, geez, who are they fighting? He says, well, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. I went through this before, and I'll bother to do it again. I enjoy doing it. I'll be honest with you. I just enjoy doing it. You know, Al-Qaeda, who are they? Well, those are the people who hate the United States. They want to see the United States destroyed. Why? Well, because we're a Christian nation, and we're a free nation, and we have gals walking around in skimpy clothes. Well, if that's the criteria, I mean, this was a pretty high level financial guy too. This was guy no numbnut. This guy educated person. This is an educated person in the United States saying this. And I would say this guy was, on the intelligence level, well beyond average. This is what scared me. So I said, well, in that case, I guess they'll go to Brazil first, won't they? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, it's a free country. I said, talking about, you know, Christian, it's more Christian than we are. And I said, as far as girls are concerned, I said, I tell you, every picture I've seen in Brazil had, I hate to use this expression, but hot chicks. And here we have a caller on the line. Area code 803. You're on the air. Your first name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Robert. I'm calling from South Carolina.
Robert from South Carolina. Thank you so much. What are you doing up this early in the morning listening to me for?
Oh, I'm working, and I check on blog talk quite a bit.
Well, don't get me wrong. I'm delighted that you called. Would you like to make a comment or have a question, Robert?
Well, I just started listening, so I'm not sure where you are, but your show, referring to your title of your show is Al-Qaeda.
Right.
Or Al-C-I-A-da.
Al-Qaeda. Yeah, that's the Al-Qaeda guys that we hear on TV all the time, Robert.
I'm glad you're willing to discuss Al-Qaeda. Nobody seems to want to explain who they really are.
Okay.
If you look at the history of Al-Qaeda, they came out of the war in Afghanistan against the USSR.
Correct.
And one of the main contributors to that was the American CIA, or the USA CIA. And you can prove that pretty easily, but nobody's willing to look into it. And still today, the elements of the CIA are involved with Al-Qaeda, even though they do it covertly so nobody can see it. Do you agree with that assessment?
Oh, absolutely. Now, let me, in the interest of full disclosure, I had printed out from Wikipedia, and I know Wikipedia is not the gospel of anything, but, you know, it gives you a general idea. And I just wanted to get some definitions of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. Well, I didn't count the pages, but I figured there would be a page or two, so I just pressed the print button on my computer. And with Al-Qaeda, I got, 25, 30 pages of explanation. With the Taliban, it was slightly thinner, I'd say between 20 and 25 pages, and I have not read them. I just scanned through them, and they have a very, very long history. Now, you're correct. We were the fans of both Al-Qaeda and the Taliban when the Russians were in Afghanistan. In fact, we apparently supplied them with some of the munitions that they needed to down the Russian helicopters. Now, that's about all I know. But they are I think Al-Qaeda is sort of like a subculture, and the Taliban is sort of like a secondary form of government, a loose form of government.
Well, the Taliban I describe as something similar to the local militia here in the United States.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just the armed citizenry that's defending against invaders.
Do you realize, Robert, you just took my radio station away from me? You said exactly what I was going to say. Absolutely, the point that I was going to make after going through this diatribe of mine this morning, and I appreciate so much you calling and you listening in, is the fact that what is the difference between the Taliban and the Patriots of 1772, 1776? What's the difference? We had the British occupying this place. Of course, we were British too, most of us. And yet we wanted them out, and we were, in fact, the Taliban. We threw them out. And the Taliban now in Afghanistan, it's their country. In fact, they are a form of government within Afghanistan. And we are there fighting them. Well, my question is this, and I'm afraid I'm going to get a bomb in the mail if I say this. Forget about the U.S. troops, but for a moment, let's assume we are not there, that somebody else is there. Some other troops are there. Would we be rooting for the Taliban? wouldn't we be saying, well, geez, you know, the Taliban are fighting those foreign troops that have invaded their country, you know, I'm rooting for the Taliban. I mean, basically, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I support our troops. I want our troops home. I don't want to see any of our boys get, men get killed or anything like that. I'm against this whole stupid thing. My point is that philosophically, I can't root for my troops. Philosophically, if I'm an American, I cannot root for my troops. I must root for the Taliban. If I'm a patriot, which I am,
well,
you know, isn't that a shame to say that? I'm afraid I'm going to get a bomb in the mail now.
No, we got to separate the government from the troops.
Absolutely.
And these people, they're patriotic, and they think they should support the troops, but what they're doing is they're supporting an illegal government.
That's correct. That is correct.
I separate America from the USA. Because to me, the USA is not America. It's an illegal government that's occupying my country. You know this thing about democracy. It's all in the name of spreading democracy. You know, democracy is not a good thing.
Right, I agree with you. Democracy is the worst form of government. Socrates talked about that. He says democracies cause nothing but bloodshed. Bloodshed and, actually, it winds up with a few people, the perception of everyone agreeing, but in fact, it's one group killing another group. Or telling another group what to do.
How long have you been looking at this? I've been looking at this for about 15 years.
Yeah.
You know about the Federal Reserve created in 1913.
Right,
Who owns that, doctor?
Oh, yeah, right. Sure, I sure do. I'm very familiar with the Federal Reserve, right.
I mean, these wars and these foreign occupations are part of the fraudulent debt money system.
Absolutely.
United States. I don't know how they work it out, but they've got to conquer nations, to take over their resources, to keep this lie going.
That's right.
And it looks like it's starting to crumble. They're having a lot of trouble keeping it together. No?
I agree.
How often is your show on?
I used to be on twice a week, on Thursday morning and Sunday evening. And I did that, I was on broadcasting like that for over 3 years, until I found it absolutely overwhelming. And now I'm on Thursday morning regularly, and then I have special guests during the week. For example, this coming Monday evening, I'm going to have a Dr. George talk about the H1N1, and she's a respected MD with tremendous qualifications. And this will be Monday evening at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, actually. And then next week I'm having an author by a book, Phil Hathaway. He wrote a book called The Romantic Struggle, and it actually is not about a romantic struggle. It's about the United States. It's a very, very interesting guy. So I have one regular broadcast, and then I have guests. And what I've done is I've made it flexible so to accommodate my guests. So I don't have it on Sunday evening all the time. I have it whenever they're available.
Yeah. Well, I think the problem is this ally of the USA, so-called ally, Israel.
That's another problem, right. That is another problem.
They support this Israel, and that's all, you know, wrapped together with who controls the United States government. And while we're in war, and the debt money problem, all that works together. I mean, I don't say we are in war. I say it's they.
That's right.
They are
good
the
point.
Ones,
that
know?
Is a good point.
You got to be careful how you use pronouns, right? Until we start saying they and quit saying we. There's a lot of people out there trying to save the United States, you know, and I think that's just foolish. It's not going to be saved. It's too far gone.
Right.
Too far in debt.
That's correct.
You know?
You can imagine, Robert, if we decided to stop all the wars around the world that we're involved in, all of the, according to the government publications, 761 military sites or bases in 151 foreign countries, and this is a couple of years old too. It's increased since then. 510,927 military personnel. Now you can imagine if they said, "Hey, you know, that's not right. We shouldn't have all these military bases around the world," and they pulled the 500,000, 600,000 troops around the world and brought them home, and there were no jobs for them. You can imagine what would happen to our economy. In other words, the government is stuck. They have to continue to print this money. They have to pay back the Federal Reserve at interest. We buy our money from somebody else, which blows my mind altogether. I can never understand that. And then we put our men and women in harm's way, and then we justify it. And that's the tragedy of the whole thing. And we've educated everyone around in the United States that this is for the good. For everybody else, we are doing good. Everybody else is bad. It is incredible that we buy that garbage.
I take it down to a very simple level, you know, such as the pledge. When your children go out and pledge that USA flag,
right,
that's part of the process of getting them to volunteer for the war, volunteer to pay taxes, volunteer to submit to this authority, and so it perpetuates.
Right.
Now, tell your children not to say the pledge, even if it has "under God" in there.
Right.
Because
right.
It's a socialist mantra.
Right. They're correct.
It teaches obedience to authority.
Right. America
was.
Yeah. May I read to you?
America's independence.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have some feedback in my mic. I don't know where that's coming from. Does anyone know where that's coming from? Nope, no one knows. Okay, just went away. I have here a card that has the Liberty Pledge. They said we should replace the Pledge of Allegiance, which I go to meetings here and there, and they have a Pledge of Allegiance, and I don't know why we do that. And I get up and I get angry every time I have to do that. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I don't
pledge allegiance to the flag. I mean, what the? But
I
here,
walk out and I come back in.
Yeah, it bothers the heck out of me. Here's a Liberty Pledge someone sent to me. It says, "I pledge allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America because of the right it protects." Doesn't grant, it protects. That's the beauty part of it. Protects. "And the republic it creates. One nation of individuals with liberty and justice for all." That makes sense to me. But the Pledge of Allegiance makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. And that's part of the brainwashing that we've been through, Robert. It's unfortunate. I've never given a thought to militia. I've known of militia here in Oklahoma because there's plenty of them. And now I realize that without the militia, we are in deep trouble. And now I want to know the militia. I want to know where they are. I want to know who they are. And I want to know what's going on. I mean, it's like I've turned 180 degrees in the past couple of years on this thing. And I think I really woke up. I'll be honest with you. I know it sounds kind of crazy, because when you think of militia, you think of crazy people in the backwoods wanting to, you know, kill anyone who's not a member or something like that, or the Ku Klux Klan. But you realize that the militia is the only people who are sanctioned actually by the state, the state's being sovereign, against this abusive federal government. And I know this sounds crazy, but that's the way it is. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. All we can do right now is just start networking and figuring out who's on our side and who's not.
Right. And unfortunately,
that there's going to be a great sorting out.
Yeah.
You know, and all these people that are they're bureaucrats and they like to take from others, their days are numbered. You know, we're going to do away with them.
Well, I really hope so, Robert, because, we can't continue the form of government we have today and have America anywhere where, as we know it.
That's right.
And it's really sad. Just think of the kids who are in school now and they're growing up. There's going to be no resemblance to what our Constitution and our old history books said we were. And it sickens me. It sickens me that we convince people around the world, or our students especially, that what we are doing around the world is all good, and everybody else happens to be all bad.
Yep.
You know,
I call it communism. The United States is communist.
Yeah.
Well, the government is.
In fact, I read an article in
World War
II. I'm sorry. I read an article in
World War II was won by the communists.
I read an article in Pravda, the Russian magazine, Pravda, that said the United States is racing towards Marxism, and they see it there in Russia a lot clearer than we see it here. Now, this is in Pravda, and they're saying that, and they actually had a warning. They said, beware. Beware of where you're going. Robert, I only have a couple of more minutes on the air until I lose my bandwidth. I appreciate very, very much your calling. If you would like to send me an email to comments@libertytalkradio.com with a mailing address and a t-shirt size, I would be more than happy to send you a Liberty Talk Radio t-shirt. It's a beautiful maroon t-shirt, very, very well made. I'll be more than happy to send it to you for calling in this morning.
Okay, I'll try to do that. I'm on the phone right now.
Oh, yeah, whenever. Just say, hey, I'm Robert. I was a guy who called in. My t-shirt size is so-and-so, and my mailing address that you can send it to is so-and-so. That'd be fine.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in, and good luck to you. Bye-bye.
You too.
Well, that was a pleasant surprise. Basically, he took the words out of my mouth. I mean, he took a lot of words out of my mouth. You know, who is Al-Qaeda? Who is the Taliban? I don't really know. No one knows. And the surprising part, and the part that should frighten us the most, folks, is the fact that our government doesn't know. But the money changers want to keep a perpetual war going. You know, I read somewhere that someone had made a comment that the government, through all of these subsidized programs, these stimulus programs, the TARP and whatever, now owns the banks. And they said nothing could be further from the truth. The banks have always owned the government. Keep that in mind. The government, the banks are the ones that are calling the shots. Barack Obama is not working independently. Now, he may be being duped into think that he's doing it independently, but he's doing exactly what he is told. And that's a shame. This is the end of today's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands, but with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government's like training wheels. They control your ride and every move. Ron Paul has a sign on his desk that says, "Don't steal. The government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.